Chapter 10 Dr. Jekyll's Secret. Utterson opens the sealed packet. In it, there is a long letter from Dr. Jekyll. In the letter, Jekyll explains everything about himself and Hyde. He tells all of his secrets. On the first page of his letter, Jekyll says, "I come from a good, wealthy family. I have a good education. I have a good job and an admirable life. I am rich, and everyone respects me. They say I am an honorable person, but I enjoy doing evil things. No one knows this fact about me. There is an evil man in me. I do a lot of research and many experiments. My research shows that I have two different personalities. In fact, every man has two personalities. I have a secret chemical potion. I mix it with some special salt and drink it. The potion changes me into my other self. I call him Hyde. At first, the change gives me a lot of pain. Then the pain is gone, and I feel energetic. I become a younger, small, evil man. I see my second self in my big mirror. I enjoy doing horrible things. I use the name Hyde. I am renting a room in his name. Hyde has money in the bank, and sometimes he uses Dr. Jekyll's checkbook, too. When I drink the potion again, I change back into my real self as Jekyll. I don't feel sorry for Hyde's evil deeds." After reading the letter, Utterson becomes shocked. He wants to share these facts with someone. He goes to Enfield's house. He shows him the letter, and Enfield reads the first page. Utterson says to him, "You don't need to read the whole letter. I can quickly tell you the things in it." Utterson begins to tell Enfield Jekyll's last days. 2 months before the Carew murder, Jekyll changes into Hyde when he is asleep without the potion, and he wakes up as Hyde the next morning. That makes him scared. So after that, he stops using the potion. He doesn't become Hyde for 2 months. But 2 months later, he gets bored and takes the potion again. Then he becomes wild as Hyde and beats Carew to death for pleasure. But afterwards, he prays to God for forgiveness. He stops using the potion again. In the following months, he becomes a sociable man as Dr. Jekyll. He goes out with friends and gives dinner parties. He invites me too. One day, Jekyll is sitting in a park. He is not using the potion anymore, but suddenly, he changes into Hyde again. He is scared because the police are looking for him as Carew's murderer. He can't go to his room. The police can catch him there. He can't go to his laboratory either. So he sends an urgent letter to his friend Lanyon. He wants him to take his drawer from his study and send it to him. His secret potion is in that drawer. And Lanyon does everything he says. After that day, Jekyll begins to change into Hyde very frequently and suddenly. So he shuts himself in his study and never goes out. On one of those days, he changes into Hyde while he is talking to us from his window. "Oh, yes, I remember that day very well," says Enfield. Utterson goes on. He takes a double dose of the potion 4 times a day, and he has very little potion to use. So he stays as Hyde and can never leave his study. He often sends Poole to chemists to buy the ingredients of his potion. But Poole cannot find the right ingredients. No chemists have them. Enfield stops Utterson for a second. "But doesn't Poole see Hyde?" he asks curiously. "No. Hyde writes the names of the ingredients on little pieces of paper and throws the notes down the stairs for Poole. Poole never sees him for 8 days. "What about food? What does he do when he is hungry?" asks Enfield. "Poole leaves a tray of food for him at the door. After Poole leaves, he takes the food inside. And sometimes, when everyone is asleep, late at night, he wears a mask on his face. He sneaks into the kitchen. He takes some food to his room," explains Utterson, and continues. "Then one day, he drinks the last bit of the potion and changes to Jekyll. He quickly writes this letter to me as Jekyll. He puts it and 2 other documents in a big envelope. One of them is the new will. He leaves the envelope on his desk. He knows that I will find it there." "What does he say at the end of the letter?" asks Enfield. And as an answer, Utterson begins to read Jekyll's final words. Jekyll says, "I am very worried about Hyde. He must kill himself, or they will catch him and hang him. I don't know what will happen to him, but I know one thing. There is no Dr. Jekyll anymore. He is gone forever." "So long, my dear friend Utterson." "What a sad ending," says Enfield. And Utterson calls for the police.